Japan's successful completion of a first test flight for its reusable rocket is a milestone that deserves more attention than it's getting in the context of the day's other news. Japan joining the small club of countries with reusable orbital launch capability, currently dominated by SpaceX, represents a meaningful shift in the global launch market. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency and its commercial partners have been working toward this capability for years, and a successful first test flight, while not the same as operational reliability, is the foundational step that opens up the development timeline.
The fusion energy story out of Vancouver is genuinely notable. General Fusion became the first fusion company to go public, closing its SPAC merger on Friday and expecting to begin trading on NASDAQ under the ticker GFUZ on July 13th. Fusion energy has been perpetually described as 30 years away for decades. The fact that a company is now publicly traded with all the financial transparency and accountability that entails creates a different kind of pressure and credibility test. Investors will now have quarterly calls, audited financials, and milestone disclosures to evaluate. That's either going to accelerate the technology by injecting capital and discipline, or it's going to be a painful public experiment in the gap between scientific promise and commercial reality.
Elon Musk's claim that Starlink now delivers 10 gigabits per second speeds worldwide, demonstrated in Alaska's northernmost city, is the kind of announcement that needs careful parsing. 10 gigabits per second is an extraordinary figure, roughly 100 times faster than most home broadband connections. The demonstration in a specific location under specific conditions is very different from average user experience across the network. But the direction of travel is real. Starlink speeds have improved substantially since launch, and the astronomy community's concerns about satellite constellation interference with ground-based telescopes are not going away as SpaceX expands its constellation further.
The environmental news is grim and immediate. Wildfires have burned more than 230,000 acres across Colorado and Utah, with the Aspen Acres fire alone destroying more than 850 structures. To put that in context, 850 structures in a single fire is the kind of toll that would have been described as catastrophic a decade ago. Now, it's one item in a list of active fires. A heat dome is forecast to blanket most of the United States next week, which will both drive new fire risks and create dangerous conditions for the tens of millions of Americans without adequate cooling. The 70 Massachusetts beaches closed due to bacterial contamination is a quieter environmental story, but part of the same pattern: warming waters and weather extremes stressing ecological systems in ways that have direct public health consequences.
The 23andMe successor story, a judge blocking California's lawsuit against the company that acquired 23andMe's genetic database, matters because it sets a precedent for how consumer genetic data is treated in bankruptcy and acquisition. When 23andMe went bankrupt, millions of people's genetic information became an asset that could be transferred to new owners. California tried to sue to protect those consumers, and a judge blocked that suit. The ruling doesn't mean the genetic data is unprotected, but it does mean that the protection has to come from somewhere other than state tort litigation, which puts the burden back on federal legislation that hasn't materialized.